Look at you look at the reporter, you look at the selection. The story came out already. You see it?
Yes.
I said, I'm very sorry about not giving the check. But I couldn't check it. But I'm not sure how can the Americans don't know the fighting in the D zone is not too far from here. And I really, we visited the U2 10 kilometers, they could hear everything here. But fighting with a mortar and etc. But why not? We don't know. Why the embassy don't know? That's what I wonder. I would have to check because of that. How about you call them? And he called them and said that they refused to deny, they refused to confirm. And they know that it's the wrong person. And the only one who traveled and do not travel was Bram Kopo, but he didn't go there either. The man gave him the translation, that's all. In French.
Okay. So you prevented time from publishing a bad
and
story.
And another one too. And then when Nokong Nook, you know, he tried to escape, he went to...
Who?
Nokong Nook.
Nook?
Nook, yeah, the publisher of the paper, the Tin Sang paper.
Yes,
and, Tin Sang. And he went to trap him, etc. So he went in the flight, but he was smart. He's trying to sell his story that he's still in Saigon to make sure that the other one won't follow him, etc. And then, after that, this man here told Kaimer in the story, and the man wrote the story, and I submitted the story to be sent to the, I said, no, Nick already arrived in Bangkok. How do you know? I talked to his visitor. He said, look, I talked to the man who just had dinner with me last night. He returned this morning to report that Mokong Nook already arrived in Bangkok to his boss, the advisor of Mingkau Van Thieu on security. So we need to know this kind of story.
Okay. Those are good those are very good for me to know.
They're trying to sell or to invent all kind of stories.
Now, you told me that Vong works for Alex Griswold. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
He introduced me to work for the CIA, work for his upper.
When did you first meet Bob Chaplin? When did you first meet him?
Right after the coup d'etat in 64.
That's when you first met him?
After the coup d'etat in 64. He arrived right after the coup of throwing the deal.
I didn't bring...
I introduced him to all kinds of people. At the same time, he needs someone to work for him. So I introduced him to work for him. He used to work for Billy and Lee Group. And he worked for Jerry Rose. I introduced him to work for Jerry Rose. I provided him to work for Douglas Pike, too.
For who?
Douglas Pike.
Oh, Douglas Pike, yes.
Yeah, Douglas Pike had one story about me. And,
the Vietnam book, yeah.
Yeah,
I have that, yeah.
And then they call it
War and Remembrance. War in the Shadows, right. I have a copy of that, yes.
And you can talk to his wife.
Right, Myrna Pike, yes, I have. I've talked to her. Now, you told me once that you told your bosses here about the Asia Foundation offering you a job.
Yeah.
And that they were very smart. They put the ball back in your court and they said, well, if it's good for the revolution, do it, but not.
Yeah.
And that's why you decided never to end.
Yeah, I decided not to.
Right.
But I know it. I know it's my job as a journalist. I don't want to lose that cover. It's a very important cover.
Right.
You can make a lot of money. You can work for Asia Foundation. And then they can give you a scholarship to go back to the U.S. So,
do you remember Dr. Parker's name from the first name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't. Parker.
Parker, and then he was replaced by Alex Connor.
Right, but you don't remember Parker's first name. Yeah, yeah. Do you know whether or not...
I was introduced to Parker, I was Captain Jack Connor.
Right. Now, I have that in my book. 22G Long Street, okay? Is that building still there today? Today?
I think so.
I want to go see it. I think it's, right now it's not called G Long anymore, it's called Lee Tu Trong Street.
That's right.
Right. But you think
in
that...
In front of the Mon Garden.
In front of what?
It's Mon Garden on the High Street.
Yes.
And on top of it, two flats. Two American CIA assistants. One is a big coma.
Right.
One is the girl.
So you think this building is still there?
I think so. Maybe so.
I go look.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Yeah. I want to go see if it is. Because I tell the story about how you...
No, it was Mr. Van Ness who took that picture.
Right. And this picture was taken by...
Van Ness.
Van Ness. Right. Yes. Right. And, but I tell the story about how you got Dr. Tien in, and you and, Butler has a better account. David Butler has a good account.
David Butler,
yeah.
He talked to Tien, et cetera.
Right.
He talked to Rose, advised him about communism in Vietnam, et cetera.
Right. All of David Butler's papers I have read, the interviews with Tien, everything, so I've seen them all. So, also, Bob Chaplin in 1975, his son, Peter, gave me notes of interviews that he did when he would sit down and talk to Dr. Tien, who in his notebook, he called Dr. Tien Tony. Tony, T-O-N-Y, Tony, yeah.
Tony, that means Dr. Tien?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So Tony is Dr. Tuen, yeah. Tien. You are An and Vong is Vong, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
So I read them all and I hear your conversations, you know? Chaplin asks you questions, what's happening in the countryside right now?
Yeah.
What's going on? And then he writes, Tony, and Tony, answer. Then he writes on, and then he writes wrong. I have all of this in my book. So, and I want to give you my next time a copy of his notes of conversations with you. So you might find it. Right. I have his notebook and his type, both of them. You know, very interesting. He does have you in his notes. The story about the monkeys turning us into monkeys. He said, "That's you." He says, "You." Right.
About me.
Right. 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 You told me that story about the. Right. Just a few things right here.
Even though they were very strong, the fourth strongest army in the world.
When my student Titi was here, you told her a story that when you were 17 or 18 years old, you joined the revolution, the men, the Viet Minh, you know, and then she asked you. And you were talking about Lansdale, you said there was an ambush near Tuduc, about 15 kilometers in 1967. You know, an ambush in but maybe she didn't understand. But then you told her that
I was an assistant non-commissioned officer. The only, you told her, I was an assist, I was a non-commissioned officer.
No, I was not, I was like a kind of, like an American, you were like a, I mean, you were mobilized to work, and with the rank, equivalent to a sergeant, a master sergeant, something like that.
Right. But you, right, but you said you were watching. You saw that, you told her that you were watching a fight one day, a battle one day, a small battle. It was very sad because on one side there was a farmer who lived in Lee's roof, and outside looking in I saw a funeral with a corpse.
And when there was General Popilip and then General Fett White, they were 15 kilometers from here.
With Rufus.
With Rufus.
And that you wanted to actually bring your oldest son back.
That's right.
But your wife said no, right?
No.
And it was very sad because these...
They are four peasants, like a...
Just caught...
On this side, you know?
Caught in the middle.
Yeah, caught in the middle. So their husband had to work, you know, for the government and the other side. And they were very poor. They lived in this ten-foot house. Drove up to live and I went there first and after the second day, we took a French fry. Fry, you know?
No. F-R-E-U-N. Right.
French fry. After that, he became the one-star general, commander of the Light Infantry Division. He was a chief of Red Power, something like that.
Okay, and, and these peasants were killed by Arvin troops?
Yeah. No, Arvin, they were killed by the communists.
By the communists, yeah. What was Rufus Phillips' reaction?
He may say
that. I'll ask him.
He's very sentimental. I like him very much. He's a fire man who never lies.
Yes.
If he knows, he says he knows. If not, he knows. But if anything, he cannot say it. I'm sorry, I cannot say it.
He is writing his memoirs right now.
Oh, he was very handsome. Maybe the enemies liked him very much. But,
Now, what was your impression of Marsh Clark, the time bureau chief, Marsh Clark?
He was very nice, very fair, and good.
But very tough on Bob Anson, very tough on Bob, very hard on Bob Anson, you know? Bob Anson didn't like him.
No, no, yeah. Bob Anson, there are many others,
okay.
Particularly Bob Anson. So Bob Anson is a very top, very, very top miner. Yeah, he doesn't like Bob Anson. That's why Anson would like to resign.
And you talked him out of it. And then you had to save his life.
I told you no. He had a hot temper. He's very good.
He drove too fast. He drove his car too fast. Very reckless. Very reckless.
But he was really good. Very human.
Yes. And those children...
He saved the life of his children.
Of those Vietnamese children he saved in Takio, did he... He adopted them, is that right? Or
no, he sent them to the orphan in England with the England English man.
Oh, but he still stays in touch with them, right?
Huh?
He still stays in touch with those children, right?
Yeah, and when I saw him, what do you think of these children? How they grew up, they were all right.
Oh, good. Come back? How long has the bird been in the cage?
No, it's not this bird. So we can
You want me to help?
No?
Sorry, I can't help. The Luke Conin, Luke Conin went for a helicopter ride with General Khan to see the country. Khan said he was ready to take the fight to North Vietnam. So he said, but Conin said, well, we could always negotiate. And he said, yeah, I guess we could do that. And then he came back and told you, it's over. Pack your bags, right?
Yeah. He told me that Bob Shipton, in front of Bob Shipton.
Now, you loved, Doctor, you told me that, you really loved Doctor.
What?
You told me you liked Dr. Tien's children very much, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Very, very nice.
And his wife with Jackie was very nice, right?
Yeah. Pretty poor eyes, basically, except.
Oh, so here's the papers. I have to make a copy of this for you. Brand new declassification, April 21st, 1970, Nixon's instructions to the CIA on Cambodia, just declassified. I make a copy in my hotel, I leave it for you, so you could read it, very, very top secret, just brand new. But I know you're tired, so I'll stop soon. I want to just tell you, two things. You want the bird?
No, I want the water. The kabbalah is called the Ra.
The bird is liberated, but doesn't want to be.
He was hungry, so he was trying to go back.
If I can do anything, let me know. Maybe you... Is that the little bird over there on the floor? Is that it?
No.
Oh. Okay. So I show you. This is Bob Chaplin's notebook, 1971. This is you speaking now. 1971. Now we are transistor people, not just radio. Jivral, everyone welcome. Anti and pro-government people, total free of speech. Talk about dogs, girls, anything. Girls keep changing daily, mini to maxi. It's a nice place even though it's too hot. Not like old Radio Cantonette, which was solely rumor. Nowadays, says On, this is a quote, young people less and less have any place to go. They make love on grounds in front of the palace. These are his notes, not, you know, these are things that he wrote down that you said to him in his notebooks. You're very smart. You were a good source. But the most interesting thing to me is he asks you, okay, I stopped. What I would like to do is just one...